Sirach, chapter 33. There shall no evil happen to him that fears the Lord, but in temptation once and again he will deliver him. A wise man will not hate the law, but he that is a hypocrite therein is as a ship in a storm. A man of understanding will put his trust in the law, and the law is faithful to him, as when one asks at the oracle. Prepare your speech, and so shall you be heard, bind up instruction, and make your answer. The heart of a fool is as a cartwheel, and his thoughts like a rolling axle tree. A stallion horse is as a mocking friend, he neighs under every one that sits upon him. Why does one day excel another, when all the light of every day in the year is of the sun? By the knowledge of the Lord they were distinguished, and he varied seasons and feasts, some of them he exalted and hallowed, and some of them has he made ordinary days. And all men are from the ground, and Adam was created of earth. In the abundance of his knowledge the Lord distinguished them, and made their ways various, some of them he blessed and exalted, and some of them he hallowed and brought near to himself, some of them he cursed and brought low, and overthrew them from their place. As the clay of the potter in his hand, all his ways are according to his good pleasure, so men are in the hand of him that made them, to render to them according to his judgment. Good is the opposite of evil, and life is the opposite of death, so the sinner is the opposite of the godly. And thus look upon all the works of the Most High, two and two, one against another. And I waked up last, as one that gleans after the grape gatherers, by the blessing of the Lord I got before them, and filled my winepress as one that gathers grapes. Consider that I labored not for myself alone, but for all those who seek instruction. Hear me, you degree great men of the people, and listen with your ears, you degree rulers of the congregation. To son and wife, to brother and friend, give not power over you while you live, and give not your goods to another, lest you repent and make supplication for them again. Whilst you yet live, and breath is in you, give not yourself over to anybody. For better it is that your children should supplicate you, than that you should look to the hand of your sons. In all your works keep the upper hand, bring not a stain on your honor. In the day that you end the days of your life, and in the time of death, distribute your inheritance. Fodder, a stick, and burdens, for an ass, bread, and discipline, and work, for a servant. Set your servant to work, and you shall find rest, leave his hands idle, and he will seek liberty. Yoke and thong will bow the neck, and for an evil servant there are racks and torches. Send him to labor, that he be not idle, for idleness teaches much mischief. Set him to work, as is fit for him, and if he obey not, make his fetters heavy. And be not excessive towards any, and without judgment do nothing. If you have a servant, let him be as yourself, because you have bought him with blood. If you have a servant, treat him as yourself, for as your own soul will you have need of him. If you treat him ill, and he depart and run away, which way will you go to seek him?